We're going big today. We got some great, great guests. Joey Bosa. Basically, you've got to be like a Pro Bowler, an Emmy Award winner, like an actor in Scorsese movies, or just like Italian to be on the show today. Joey Bosa, Michael Imperioli. Who are we missing? We got a great show. And, yeah, so we got a dude from The Sopranos. Well, listen, the guy's been in everything, actually. But I know a lot of people love him from The Sopranos. But I will confess, I'm pretty good with pop culture and stuff. I would do well. I'm pretty good at trivia. I do well on I could do well on a lot of sort of formats. I know a lot of stupid stuff about everything. The Sopranos is not one of them. I don't know The Sopranos. I know the show. I've seen a few episodes. When I owned a horse, I really got a kick out of, like, when they owned a horse and stuff and their frustration, like yelling at the horse. And I was laughing out loud. Man. They're like, what the hell are we paying for? Like, we had the same conversations. I know it's a classic show. I know it's a great show. But I'm as clueless as Ariel is when it comes to rock music. It's like having Eddie Van Halen on and not being able to ask him anything. You know what I mean? Listen,
he's big into tequila now, isn't he? Isn't he like a big, is it his own tequila or is it Jose? I know he loves, he's got some sort of brand of tequila.
So Joey Bosa is actually ready to go right now. I was unaware that he's good to go. Is he Bavona right now? We were told we're actually told 10:15, but hey, you don't keep a Pro Bowler and a badass like Joey Bosa waiting. Good morning, Joey. Thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning. How you doing? All right, so I guess we'll have him in a second. All right, good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for joining us this morning. So I got to ask you. So your brother is nominated for the Pepsi Defensive Rookie of the Year. You won this before, and you guys are badasses. You're used to awards, I guess. But the same point in time, you know, when everyone says, well, I'm just honored to be, nominated and, alongside some great players like this. In reality, how much do you really want to win this thing deep inside? You've been through it before.
I think it definitely means a lot when you get recognized by your peers and coaches and all of that. But at the end of the day, I think both of us, me or Nikki, this isn't make or break for us. We understand that it is voted by fans and stuff like that. But I think personally, if we think it, what matters way more than what anybody else says is if we personally think we did a good job. So, like, if he had a great year and didn't win the award, it would be a lot better than he had a bunch of stats, didn't play great, and won the award, if you know what I'm trying to say.
On a serious note, like, how proud are you of your brother that, hey, you know, he comes into the National Football League, he dominates, and here he is right now in the National Football League. And I know you want to get to a Super Bowl as well, but, you know, I'll ask you about that in a minute, but setting that aside, just from, like, a brother standpoint and a family standpoint, what's the sense of pride feel like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously super proud, but for me, it's nothing of a surprise at all. I mean, anytime anybody asks me about him, my answer is you knew that I thought this of him. So, you know, obviously I'm amazingly proud of him and what he's done and how hard he works and the effect he's had on this team that he's joined. But it's not a surprise to me. So I wouldn't say I knew it was coming, but it truly is not shocking at all to me. But obviously my mom and dad and our whole family is extremely proud of him.
You know, I always think of, sort of sport families as the Mendelbaums in Seinfeld. Mendelbaum. Were you guys, like, are you guys the type of dudes that when you play ping pong at, like, Thanksgiving dinner, like, you want to win, like, you know, all out all the time? Are you, is that the way you guys were brought up? Like, forever you play air hockey and you're going hard, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely ping pong. Ping pong was a game of choice for us. So the paddles were flying anytime I lost.
Sure. Paddles were like quarterbacks.
Yeah, my dad's laughing right now. He knows all too well of trying to break that up. I was a sore loser because of that fact alone of how competitive I was. So Nicky would definitely love his moments of victory.
Who won more?
Well, not for long. I made sure he didn't enjoy it for that long. But I'd say I was pretty dominant early on. But then, I mean, he just loves to get really good at things. He gets good at things fast. And like darts, we had a dart board at my house when he was training in California, and I played a little bit, and then he would come in every single day and practice for 30 minutes.
Just to beat you.
Just playing it. And he's like, Joey, want to come play darts? I'm like, no, I don't want to play darts against you, asshole. You've been practicing for the past hour. Like, no, but, yeah, we definitely, when it comes to anything, it's a competition for sure. It may not be, we don't show our anger out very much anymore, but we'll definitely feel it.
Speaking of that competitive nature, on the football field, you're the older brother. How does he motivate you more to be a better football player?
Yeah, that's what it is, really. It's motivation more than competition like that, just to see what he can do at his age. And as a rookie, it really has driven me to make myself better and to work on my body and to just become more flexible and stronger and be a better player all around, because just to see his physical gifts and what he can do, it's really impressive, especially at his age.
Joey, I got to ask you, because I'm fairly certain you're very intimate with the guy he's about to go up against here in this game on Sunday. So what advice, I'm sure he asked you, what advice do you give him? How do you go about stopping this Kansas City offense? What do they got to do in the front there of San Francisco to get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, they have the pieces. They have so many D linemen on that team. They should do a pretty good job. Sorry, a bunch of people just walked in. I'm going to move away a little bit. But mostly I talked to him about their tackles and kind of the technique I used against them. But, yes, he obviously has film. He's watched two games multiple times at this point. But for Mahomes, the guy's going to make plays. You just have to try to keep him in the pocket, because he hurts you when he rolls out of the pocket and can hurt you with his feet. And, obviously, even when you keep him in the pocket, he's throwing off his back foot, swinging it to a perfect pass. So you can't stop stuff like that, but to try to limit it and keep them in the pocket, like I said, with those D linemen, two big guys in the middle, I think getting push up front is going to be huge. And if the D line works together, it's definitely not impossible to stop. But like I said, he's gonna make some plays. It's not shutting him down completely. It's limiting him.
Joey Bosa with us. I know we only got a couple of minutes, and I appreciate your time. We know you're really busy, so.
Yeah.
A lot of off-season talk, and you know, it's a business in the National Football League, but there's a lot of uncertainty about Philip Rivers. I know you don't know what's going to happen in the future, so I'm not going to ask you that, but what's it been like coming into the league?
And,
but what's it like coming into the league and being around this guy? What did you pick up for Philip? Like, is he the type of guy that's – he seems to me – that he's the exact same in real life as he is on TV. You know, some people are different, but some people are the same. Is he one of those guys? He's like, no, he's the exact same as you see.
Oh, he is. And my favorite thing about Phil is you'd expect, I mean, I don't know his exact age, but he's in your freaking 90s.
Yeah, it's old.
But, you'd expect a guy like that with kids and a family, come in, get his work done, leave, not really talk to anybody. At least in my mind, I'd picture, like, he's a grown man. He has his own life. He goes in, does his work, and leaves. And, I mean, he's more part of that locker room than anybody else. He chops it up with every single person on the team, whether it's me or a rookie, freaking whatever. So just really cool to see him be such a part of the locker room, such a part of the team at his age. And after all the different people coming in and out, it's just, it's really impressive and admirable to watch. But like you said, it's him acting exactly how he is on TV.
Joey Bosa. Joey, thanks a lot, man, for taking the time to be in this. Really enjoyed talking to you. We could go on all morning, but I know you're doing a lot of hits this morning. We wish you the best of luck next year. Ton of talent on your football team, man. Things can turn around fast in the NFL. So,
yes, sir.
So, you know, hey, maybe hopefully next year, bro, we're talking about you guys playing in a Super Bowl. But Super Bowl prediction on the way out, I got to ask, who wins the football game?
Oh, gosh.
I didn't ask you about Rivers. I'm putting you in the hot seat on this one, bro.
I said 34-31 San Fran.
All right.
That was my prediction.
Yeah. Thanks, Joey.
But, yeah, thank you for all that. Thanks for having me on.
That was great stuff. You're a class act. Thanks.
We talked about the awesome new matte black Pepsi can that we totally haven't mentioned yet.
Oh, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. So it's a collectible. People, you got to hang on to this.
This awesome new trophy that we have that we're giving to Nikki tomorrow is matte black, and you can go support them with the matching cans. Go check them out.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Really cool.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Joey. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Joey Bosa.